of love's pain pulls on the string. You know I'm gone, gone away. The sun setting fast on the day. She's working overtime to wipe the tears away. But she falls like the rain. Catching feelings now, my love's in vain. Yeah, she falls like rain. Catching feelings now, my love's in vain. Maybe someday our paths will cross again. When we're longer in the tooth and not as green, we'll gain the knowledge of the game. That all love is teaches us to play. But she falls like the rain. Catching feelings now, my love's in vain. Yeah, she falls like rain. Catching feelings now, my love's in vain. There's a home inside your heart I remember staying. We've gained the knowledge of the game. Not a bit of hope for me yet, never will. But she falls like rain. Catching feelings now, my love's in vain. Yeah, she falls like rain. Catching feelings now, my love is in vain.
Harold and Max from the Repeating Arms. Welcome back, you guys. So happy to have you here.
We're happy to be back.
Yeah, I'd say we're the ones that are happy to be here.
Yeah. Keep letting us stink up the joint.
Well, it is my pleasure. So, as I mentioned, it's been a little while since you've been here. Tell me a little bit about what you guys have been up to musically since last you were here in the studio with me.
Well, we wrote that song not too long ago. Yeah. So we've been working on some new stuff and
For that new record that has been in the making forever.
We've got
I keep
the
telling you
we
every
just
time.
Need to record it. The record's done.
Jeez,
it's
every
done
time.
In our mind. So, you know, we want to get that done, and we've, you know, it's just five guys. We're all real busy, you know.
Everybody's in several bands.
Yeah.
You know, it's people are putting out solo records and like making festivals happen, and it's just, you know.
Jeez, guys, way to be productive.
We stay pretty busy. Harold's been writing some great songs. Started doing an open mic, and he comes out to those quite a bit. We get to try some new stuff out there. So we're always keeping something moving.
Yeah. That's cool.
We don't like stagnation.
Does it, right. when you guys are all like kind of working on, you know, different projects and solo projects and you're in a bunch of different bands, Does it change the writing process at all as you're writing material for the Repeating Arms?
Not really, because I think that Harold and I we're pretty tuned in on what we like to try to do together, and then we'll have an idea. Usually, is how we always write a song, is we have a melody or we have a chord structure, and
obviously like a banjo lick or something,
right?
You know,
and build it around a riff, and then or a hook, and then when we give it to the guys, you know, they really are good about, oh, let's chop that up and let's do something crazy there. And that's on a whole other level. I just try to keep up with them.
And they let them work their magic.
So it's a lot of fun to play. And when we get together and try the songs that him and I have been doing one way or another for a while or whatever, and then we play those guys, it just really adds some octane to the fuel, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. So you guys are going to be performing at Canoegrass. Am I right that you're doing the big Friday night?
Yes. This will be our fourth year, right?
Yeah.
Our fourth Friday night. So yeah.
This is one of our favorite festivals in the area, if not our favorite. I don't know. We have a big old time when we get there. So.
Tom, he treats all the performers like rock stars. And, you know, you play some festivals and, you never see the promoter, the person putting it on. You just never see him. And, I hope he's listening. He's gotten drunk with us in our campsite several years, and just came to the all night jams, and it's super cool to work with him. You know, he just
He knows how to cultivate a moment.
Yeah,
and he likes to do that, and it's always cool to watch him fearlessly, because I'm not good at this, but he can gather everybody around and do an impromptu speech, and you know, he has the 5 o'clock beer canoe. For free brews, and he gets everybody together, and he's got a giant canoe full of beer and ice. I mean, he's great about putting together a good lineup and a good moment every year.
Well, and just the nature of this particular festival is so different than we're all very familiar with the sort of you go to the festival for the weekend and you camp situation, but this is a whole nother level, being on the water and having all the outdoor activities. And Charles is going to be talking more about sort of the overall picture of the festival. But just as I look down the lineup of things happening, for you guys as musicians, what is it like to be on a bill where there's bluegrass and Americana and a slackline and canoe jousting?
I think it takes pressure off. For us anyway, because we're not a traditional bluegrass band. And when you have everybody representing something that they love and not so much sticking to one specific, genre of style of that genre, I think it's really nice when you have people. Plus the campfire jams are great. Everybody's getting together. And, so it's a nice eclectic mix. It makes us, I think, have more fun and relax when everybody's, it's not such a strict regimen of what you're supposed to sound like.
It's like a playground for grown-ups, there's, I don't know if you said the slip and slide, but...
I didn't mention the slip and slide yet,
there's a slip and slide that is gnarly, and I don't know if anyone watches, Fail Army, but, one of those, a video from that festival made it because some girl... some girl came down that flying, and there was a picnic table, right at the landing.
Oh, no.
I don't know why it was there. Someone was just lazy and wanted to, watch people splash, I guess, but she, nails her head.
Oh, geez.
But she still has her beer in her hand, so...
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a win,
Yeah.
Even though it was on Fail Army, but it's pretty crazy.
it's a good time. The crowd's always super hyped up, and it's just all our friends are there, and everybody's just really glad to see each other, and it's really private and remote to an extent. You're just outside of Dayton, and you've got your own little little pocket of greatness that everybody's there, to do the same thing, which is have a great time.
Where else can you sit in like a tube and see music from the water? Just chilling in a tube, drinking or, whatever you do.
Drink on the river, Harold.
Yeah, you can't drink in the river. I didn't say that. Sorry. You're drinking on the side of the river, and then you might actually get in the tube. But anyway, it's pretty amazing. The way they have the stages set up.
I'm looking forward to the barge. Cool. They build that barge every year.
Yeah, these people just build this. A barge, and it has
tiers.
What are those called? The hammocks hanging from it.
Yeah. Oh wow!
And
they get really creative with it.
Yeah.
Well, and it's got to be cool too. When you guys were first, even before you formed the Repeating Arms, when you were first starting to play music, did you ever envision that you would be playing music like while there's a giant slip and slide and a squirt gun fight and really? All of that.
I mean, not really.
No. Like, I never even thought I'd even pick a banjo up, but he had one by chance when we started playing music together. So.
And there you have it.
Yeah. The squirt guns are nice, too.
Yeah, I need to get a new one. I'm going to get a Super Soaker 5000. Yeah.
We're going to do some drive-bys this year, so if you're listening, watch out for the
consider yourself warned.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, a man with a Super Soaker in my hand.
There you go. Banjo in one hand, Super Soaker in the other. That could be dangerous, though, for the banjo. Yeah. we've got Harold and Max from the Repeating Arms in the house. We're talking about Canoegrass. It is coming up August 3rd through 6th at Adventures on the Great Miami. We're going to tell you more about all the offerings of the festival here in just a moment. But, guys, would you do another one for us?
Yeah, let's do one. Pick one.
This song is called Endless Dream, and it's about being in love with a ghost.
On your grave, they won't let me walk away. Long for the time that we're alone on this path made all. Thank you. singing in the trees. Ghostly two-part harmonies. Never believe what the eyes have seen. You and I in the stream. When your heart beats faster, you know your love's a ghostly dancer.
Harold and Max from the Repeating Arms live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. So Canoegrass is coming up. That is August 3rd through 6th. Really, the fun gets started on Friday, August 4th, but there is a special Thursday option that we'll tell you more about here in a minute. Moving forward from that great weekend of fun, what's kind of next for you guys in terms of gigs or... working on the album, hint.
Yeah, we've got it all figured out how we're going to do it.
It's all arranged.
It's ready to go. So we just need to actually spend a couple of weeks recording it, and then we can, then we'll have it. So that's good. We got some festivals coming up. We've got a show up in northern Indiana with some really awesome, we're opening up for the Daryl Webb Band, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But we're playing a festival with a whole bunch of pretty well-known groups in the circuit. Got my festival in September 16th in Miamisburg at the Heritage Festival. And, we've got some good shows coming up there.
Yeah.
We're playing at the Dayton Public Library grand opening.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's a free show.
That's the same weekend, though. We probably shouldn't.
Oh,
yeah. It's on that Saturday.
That was the weekend after. Uh-uh. I was honestly. Yeah. No reason to miss Canoegrass.
Right. You can see us anytime, like Friday night at Canoegrass.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, guys, before you go, would you play one more for us?
Sure, we'd love to.
Awesome.
Sorry. We tune because we care.
Except for that last song, that was rough for me.
It's appreciated. While these guys are getting ready, I will let you all know that we do have information on Canoegrass up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Info on the Repeating Arms there as well. And stay tuned. We're going to be telling you more about what to see and do and hear at Canoegrass here in just a moment. But first, these guys have a little something for us.
So this song is going to be on that record that we're going to record. It's called Sleepy Driver. If Chip was here, he'd tell the story, but we had another song called Sleepy Driver, and he loved to play it, and we just couldn't pull it off, so we wrote this one, and we renamed it Sleepy Driver, so every time he says, hey, let's play Sleepy Driver, we play this one.
All right.
Thank you.
see the sun on my way home. I don't see the sun on my way home.
Sheldon Max from the Repeating Arms live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Catch them at Canoegrass. It's coming up in August. They're going to be playing the Friday night, which is August 4th. I'm going to tell you more about that here in just a moment. But first, guys, thank you so much. This was such a pleasure having you back.
Thank you so much.
Anytime.
We love it.
Keep us posted on that album, okay?
For sure. Thank you.
Harold and Max from The Repeating Arms. And we are talking about Canoegrass. They're going to be playing. And Old News is also going to be playing. And so we've got Charles Hartman here in the studio from Old News. And really the person who introduced me to the whole Canoegrass phenomenon. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Julia.
My
it's
pleasure.
Great to be here.
Happy to have you. So we've hinted at it a little bit, but for those that might be unfamiliar with the whole concept of Canoegrass, it's a little more than a music festival, and it's a little more than an outdoor festival. Give us kind of a rundown of the elements that come together to make this event.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you speaking with Max and Harold, it makes my job a lot easier. It makes Tom's job a lot easier. The musicians ultimately, I think, really push and sell this festival because once you've experienced it, as well as those individuals who have been there, you really tend to share it with your friends. So some of the things that you guys rattled off, like the campfire jams and the canoe jousting, you know, those are absolute staples and are a blast. But it's really just about enjoying – it's river life. You know, Canoegrass is presented by Tom Foolery Outdoors. It's at Adventures on the Great Miami. It's like 20 minutes north of downtown Dayton. It's an amazing time centered around music, friends, and the river. And it really is just one of those weekends that you look forward to every year because you see people that you saw just last year. You look forward to the next year because Tom continues to expand and make the festival even better somehow year after year. So this year he's added more music. There's an open mic on Saturday morning. There is yoga this year. So and there was yoga last year, and it was great because I think it's at like 10 on Saturday is when the canoe kayak tube rental opens up because it is at a canoe livery, so you do have that option of floating down the river and moseying down to the river stage where half the music is held on a boat ramp right on the river where everyone sets up. And it's one of those things that if you enjoy music festivals, I mean, the music alone should be enough to bring you there, but all of the extras, all the fun, and the slip and slide that you mentioned, that's complete. It seems very vertical when you're standing at the top of it. There's a rope swing into the river. There's beach volleyball.
What I find so cool about this particular festival is, you know, we have a really, really impressive lineup in this area of festivals where you can go and camp and spend a weekend outdoors. Like that's something that we are really privileged to have. You know, if you really want to do it, you can do it every weekend in the summer around here. But this one in particular is interesting because you can go and you do the outdoor thing and you hear the music, but you have the option of being like really active the whole weekend too.
Yeah. That there's so much to do that sometimes I think the first couple of years I didn't end up kayaking or canoeing because I felt like I was missing out on something.
Mm-hmm.
My goal this year is to wake up maybe a little bit earlier and get out on the river. But yeah, I mean, Tom is constantly trying to get others involved. It's very easy to come and support anything that Tom does because once you see him in action and you understand where he's coming from and his spirit, it is very contagious.
And he lives it.
He absolutely lives it. And it last year he was gifted. He had bought a camper because he's definitely, I think he moved from a tent to this camper that he had purchased, and some friends of his had done it up with this amazing paint job. And it was revealed during one of the happy hours, the canoe cooler happy hours. And it's amazing how people respond to what it is that, that Tom's doing. And it's hard to explain sometimes, like, exactly, like, people ask, like, how does Tom make money? You know, and that's not, that's obviously not his focus, you know. I mean, obviously anybody who's doing what they're, they love and are passionate about, the money will come.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really easy for him to get people on board with what he's doing. And you know, he has Canoe Grass, obviously. That's one of his biggest events all year. But he does, like, the Dayton Beer Miler, mm-hmm. you know, a fun combination of running and alcohol that I personally haven't done yet, but one of these days. He just finished hiking the entirety of the Buckeye Trail here in Ohio, the Blue Blaze Trail that maybe he exposed to individuals, had no clue that there's this amazing, mm-hmm. you know, hiking path that goes completely around the state. And it's great to see everyone who's come on board with those things. And I've spoken with individuals after our set. Old News played there. I think this will be our third or fourth year. People just literally, like, pack up their kid and their car and drive, not knowing what it's about. But they've heard about Tom, and they, mm-hmm. they've heard what he's doing. And they just, you know, throw their faith in. Behind whatever it is that he's doing. And, you know, I'm guilty of that as well.
Well, I just love the combination of things, because I think so often it's so easy for people, myself included, to say, like, oh, like, I'm into music, but, like, the outdoorsy thing really isn't my thing, or vice versa. I'm really outdoorsy and really active, but concerts aren't really my thing. And this is one of these examples where we see – it can be a both and situation very easily.
Absolutely.
And if you are from sort of one end of that spectrum, you can get together with somebody from another end of that spectrum, you know, at a middle ground event like this and have, like, a blast enjoying yeah. sort of both aspects, outdoor life and music.
And that's kind of a theme of a lot of Tom's events. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we did an event where Tom had finished up what he was doing, and a lot of the individuals, I think it was the turkey, the Thanksgiving Day, mm-hmm. or, well, I think it's the day before, but, you know, they bicycle and they gift out a bunch of food, and then they all mosey back. And that's how, like, half of his active friends found out about Old News, because they all came to an event. It's always this kind of combination of individuals there that you'll find you will find something to enjoy about it. And this year, like last year, he's opened it up to, I think there's a $20 discount if you hike or bike camp in. So taking advantage of the bike paths that we already have here, or the river. I don't know if there's a canoe. Can you canoe? That's a question for Tom. Can you
yeah.
canoe down the Great Miami and just drop off, like, your tent? And I don't know if that...
We'll have to put that one out to him on Facebook.
And he started it earlier this year. So I know that a lot of our friends have, over the last couple of years... they're like, well, okay, we'll come. And then they come Friday night. And, I mean, if you come Friday night, you've already missed three bands this year.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So those individuals learn, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, taking more time off, you know, we'll be up there at, you know, sometime between 3 and 7 on Thursday when early bird camping starts. And there's a band that evening. There's a happy hour that evening presented by Dayton Beer Company. He just somehow crams more and more fun into this weekend, and it's like completely twisting our arms to
go and have so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've met so many amazing individuals from all walks of life there, and there really is something for everyone.
We're talking about Canoe Grass. It is kicks off August 3rd. That's a Thursday, and it's at Adventures on the Great Miami, put on by Tomfoolery Outdoors. We've got links up to more information on all of the things you can do, all of the bands you can see, and where to get tickets on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And Charles, I know you're going to be back next month, but you want to give us just a little taste of what Old News has been up to?
It's really just been working on the album, working with Patrick Himes, who recorded the album, to mix and finalize a lot of these things, and so that we can get it done. So we are a little bit behind, you know, like a lot of bands, you know, everybody's got something to do. It is a very involved process. It's been eye-opening to learn exactly how much is involved in it. But I have a greater appreciation for music in general as a result of working with Himes and going through that with everyone that, you know, has been participating with Old News. It's been a really fun experience to do together. And, you know, we always look forward to Canoegrass. That's always like, you know, we circle it. You know, we try to get Tom on the hook for having us back before we leave.
Yeah.
And then, you know, follow up with it. But that's really been our summer. You know, we haven't played out a lot in the hopes to kind of deprive everyone a little bit of
create a little bit of a demand.
Yeah, that's the hope. Hopefully they tune back in. But, you know, you can check us out on our social media and on Bandcamp, the single's up. So you can buy that. But yeah, it won't be too long. But we still plan to release it on vinyl. So, you know, that's 3 months in and of itself. So after everything's all said and done, it's still the waiting game.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Well, we're going to hear the single here in, just a second, but, I want to remind folks that they can see Old News, The Repeating Arms, Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle, the Devil Doves and many, many others, Little Miami String Band, at Canoegrass. It's August 3rd through 6th. It's at Adventures on the Great Miami, put on by our good friends at Tomfoolery Outdoors. And we've got links up to all of the info at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And Charles, before we hear this song, if you were to pick one can't miss activity that either you are looking forward to doing this Canoegrass or that you have done and you want to encourage others to check out, what would that be?
It's kind of two part.
Okay.
I'm going to cheat here.
Okay.
like one of the great things about doing this festival is that it is BYO in regards to food. There are food trucks there. And there's a farewell breakfast this year for everyone. But we really take the opportunity to make it a family thing. So everyone's children, they come. It is open to all ages. And we smoke a giant pork shoulder over at our campsite. So, like, to me, smelling and having that whole Saturday of just a hunk of meat smoking on the grill, that is absolutely – but Tom doesn't sponsor that. the event itself, canoe jousting, we've done it, you know, I got roped in a couple years ago with Scott's children. They, you know, siblings, they have that rivalry.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
One of us hopped in and won and the other. And for me personally, watching that rivalry continue this year is going to be a fun.
Oh,
because
it's an
right
ongoing
now,
battle.
It is 2-0 Tara, the younger sister, over her brother Michael. So he's got some catching up to do. So 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, there's no music, there's no excuses. You get your butt over to where the rope swing is, where canoe jousting happens. And if you're not familiar with canoe jousting, like, you probably put it together.
Yeah.
but once you see it, it's really, I'd come back just to see that.
Canoe jousting, a rope swing, squirt gun fights, slip and slide, and lots more fun on the river, along with amazing music and community and food, all that good stuff. We're talking about Canoegrass, August 3rd through 6th. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Charles, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Juliet. Always a pleasure.
Let's take a listen to this one. Here's the single from Old News.
I love you all the same, but you won't wear my ring. I love you all the same. I thought about what you said, and now my face turned red if you met my head. And I still don't recall how this all went down, how this all went south. Never know. Well, 3 months came and went. Well, we can't buy, we ran.
scared. It made my heart turn red. I still don't recall.